Right now, we are living in some strange times. On top of all the world conflict we are recently witnessing, we are also dealing with an epidemic of aircraft accidents. Not only does it seem like planes are just falling out of the sky, but at the same time, it appears like Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. All of this makes me wonder if we are at the cusp of some massive change, or if it's all just a strange coincidence. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about all the strange incidents that have been happening around the world. Let's get right into it. I want to start this video by saying I'm not trying to scare anyone, or like some people say, fearmonger. I just wanted to make a video about all the strange things that are happening in our world right now. I know, just like I find myself in deep thought, you guys are most likely thinking about the same thing. Why are all these planes crashing this year? Or why is it being reported that a canal in Argentina turned blood red? Or why did those destructive wildfires ravage so many parts of Los Angeles? So many things are happening right now that it's hard not to think this is all a part of some bigger plan. But is it really? Or is this just something that they want us to believe? Well, if you want the answer to that question, make sure you watch this video to the end, because in the end, I reveal it all. Let's start with all the plane crashes that happened in 2025 so far. Yesterday, two planes near the Marana Regional Airport, just northwest of Tucson, collided, leaving two people dead. This is coming after just a few days back, a Delta plane crashed in Toronto. Thank God, all 80 passengers managed to survive, although many of them were severely injured. The plane flipped over after crash landing and then burst into flames. A couple of weeks before this, it was reported that a plane in Houston had issues when the engine exploded right before the plane was able to take off, thankfully sparing all the lives on board as everyone was able to get off. A couple days before that incident, a medical transport plane fell out of the sky in Philadelphia, landing in the middle of a busy Philadelphia area. Everyone on board of that plane sadly passed away. I spoke about that incident in my last video on the plane crashes. If you haven't seen that one, make sure you check it out. This Philly crash also came days before another crash that happened in DC, where a commercial plane collided with a military helicopter, taking the lives of everyone on board. There was also a US surveillance plane that crashed in the Philippines that left four dead. Now, I find it strange that all these incidents seem to be happening back to back. If it were just one, maybe even two incidents so close together, it wouldn't be so concerning. But the fact that there have been so many incidents this year alone raises the question of what's really going on. Why all of a sudden are planes having so many accidents? To me, this all reminds me of the Boeing cover-ups I reported on last year. Last year, we were dealing with a similar situation regarding planes. Although there weren't that many plane crashes last year, there were several issues reported with Boeing planes. In fact, a man by the name of John Barnett came out last year and exposed that Boeing was putting faulty parts in their planes to meet deadlines. John raised concerns about the safety of these planes, demanding an investigation. When this investigation began, John was brought in to testify against Boeing. He stated that Boeing knew about the faulty parts in their planes, but proceeded to provide these planes for major airlines to use on commercial flights. Sadly, while John was set to testify in court, the day before the trial, he was found gone in his car. It was reported that he took himself out, but the world already knew that was lies and he was most likely taken out. Same thing with another Boeing whistleblower, Joshua Dean, who reported issues with Boeing jets as well. He died suddenly after contracting pneumonia and suffering a stroke, interestingly after he decided to speak out. These men attempted to warn us about Boeing's planes and how these planes weren't meeting safety standards. The elite who owned these companies didn't want these people making these warnings. It might have not only been the Boeing planes that had these issues, and maybe many other plane manufacturers had the same problems. Now honestly, we can see why they didn't want these whistleblowers speaking out, as for whatever reason, planes just keep falling out of the skies. I myself tried to warn people about this last year, but I was told that I was fear-mongering and trying to scare people, when in reality, I just wanted to warn people who blindly trust these elite corporations with our lives. I was concerned about our safety, and seeing all these incidents happen in 2025, I believe I did the right thing by warning. Again, this has nothing to do with fear-mongering. I am never spreading fear. I am spreading the truth, which is the opposite of fear. The truth can lead you to God, and once you're in His hands, you have nothing to fear at all. Now, if you're like me and want to know exactly what's causing these plane crashes, I think it's a part of a much bigger plan. But according to the media, these plane crashes might be connected to the shift in the Earth's magnetic North Pole, which they claim is affecting aviation by making it harder to navigate using a compass. To me, this doesn't really explain anything, but only presents more questions. Like, why is the Earth's magnetic pole shifting? If you want to know what I think is causing all of this, stick around to the end of this video where I go over the imagery that was shown to us in the last 2 years that seems to tell us exactly what is coming. On top of all of these unexplainable plane crashes, it's also being reported that a canal in Argentina mysteriously turned blood red. According to reports, the residents near this canal woke up to a strange odor. When they went out to investigate, they saw the canal bright red as if it were turned to blood. This concerned many people as they have never seen the canal blood red before. Many people are seeing this as a Bible prophecy happening right in front of us. In Revelation 8:8, we find this verse. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. All over social media, people have been mass reporting that this blood red canal in Argentina is a sign of the end times. Now, I don't agree with this, and I don't think this is a Bible prophecy. As in the Bible, it specifically states that one third of the seas will become blood red. But right now, there is no explanation on what caused the canal in Argentina to turn blood red. But some locals believe it's a leather factory that is dumping dyes into the canal. They have said the canal has turned different colors in the past, but never blood red. While this might be the case, we're still waiting for confirmation from the labs that took water samples to test it. To me, while I don't think this is a Bible prophecy, I do think it's a sign of something they have planned. On top of all of the planes that are falling and the blood canal in Argentina, Los Angeles dealt with one of the worst wildfires in its history. I made 2 videos on this, and I broke down just how much damage the fire actually managed to achieve. Thousands of people lost their homes and businesses, while the city of Los Angeles dealt with massive destruction. These fires felt like a biblical event unfolding, with Los Angeles burning for several weeks. It took the lives of at least 29 people and destroyed 18,000 structures. Now, in my past videos about this, I spoke out about how the government failed at taming these flames. With the reports of budget cuts in the fire department and water reserves that were empty, also the fire hydrants not having water flow and failing when needed, and how the insurance company stopped covering homes months before the fires took place, it almost seemed like it was all planned. To me, this was all connected to the plans for the new LA, the plans to rebuild LA into a smart city. We all know that in order to build something like a new smart city, the old city that stands needs to be erased. This is what I believe could have been what these fires were used for, but that's just my theory. Especially after the governor of California admitted they were going to rebuild LA and make it better than it was before.
Helpful in getting the Olympics to the United States of America to get it down here in LA. We thank him for that. This is an opportunity for him to shine, for this country to shine, for California and this community to shine. The opportunity with all of that and all that opportunity and the pride and spirit that comes from not just hosting those 3 iconic games and venues, but also the opportunity, I think, to rebuild at the same time. And that's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0, and we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast, people here that were ravaged by this disaster.
You just said you're organizing a Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of California. What is that Marshall Plan?
For
Tell us
region,
about this Marshall
Plan. We're just
plan.
Starting to lay out. I mean, we're still fighting these fires. So we're already talking to city leaders. We're already talking to civic leaders. Talking to business leaders and nonprofits.
Now, in this interview, I honestly believe he was referring to the plans for a smart city. To me, this is only further confirmation that all that destruction these fires caused was allowed to achieve this goal of rebuilding LA. Now, all of this that is happening in 2025 makes me think that this is all a part of a bigger plan. I feel that a lot of what is happening now was foreshadowed back in 2023 and 2024, especially what we were shown in the movie Leave the World Behind. That movie felt like a warning to me of something big that they were planning. Considering that Obama had help in the production of the movie, it seemed like a declaration of their plans instead of a movie for entertainment. Honestly, I don't want to get into too much, as when I covered this movie back in 2023, I got a community guideline strike and I was punished. But I will say, there is a scene in Leave the World Behind that shows planes just falling out of the sky. In that movie, we are shown a lot of things that are seeming to play out now. One of the things that I found the most eerie was that the movie ended with a little girl sealing herself in a doomsday bunker. This movie was released the same year it was being reported that billionaires were building their own doomsday bunkers. I feel like the elite that run this world want people to think it's the end. While they might be showing signs that the end is coming, God is the only one who truly knows. In my opinion, all of this that has been happening lately just seems to be a part of their plan. They spent 2023 and 2024 pushing this end times imagery. Literally, it was all over movies, music, and all forms of entertainment. It was a literal theme for those years. The way the billionaires were building these underground bunkers and how Hollywood was putting all these end time messages in their movies, it's clear that this is what they want us to believe. Now this year, it seems that they're continuing their plans, pushing their narrative further and further, making it seem like it's what's coming. Like I said though, they don't know when it's coming, but they want it to come. Do you know how I know this? Because they state this in their Masonic books. The Freemasons' favorite book of the Bible is the book of Revelation. Do you know why? Because in Revelation, it speaks about an age where the Antichrist will rise and rule and about a new world order forming. While in the Bible, the new world order being spoken of is a world order governed by God himself. The Freemasons see this as a time that they will establish their new Masonic world order, governed by the Masonic order and Lucifer. In one of their Masonic books, they speak of upholding the Revelation prophecy. In the book, it states, "And by the threshold board, we are also reminded that as the operative workman erects his temporal building agreeably to the rails and designs laid down by the masters on his threshold board, so should we both imperative and speculative endeavor to erect our spiritual building agreeably to the rules and designs laid down by the supreme architect of the universe and the great book of Revelation, which is our spiritual, moral, and Masonic threshold board." To the Masons, the book of Revelation will bring forth what they have been waiting for, a new Masonic world order. So I believe they are forcing it to happen artificially to declare their new world order. The end isn't something we can predict until the signs are shown. But these signs that we have been seeing are not from God. They want us to believe is the end, also they can fulfill their Masonic prophecies. Like they told us in Leave the World Behind, the elite already know what's going to happen. And it's because they are a part of making it happen.
One of my clients invited me and my wife to a private event. My client, Ian. Well, I won't say his name, but you'd recognize it, though.
Is he a celebrity?
No, nothing like that. But in the business world, he's one of the biggest out there. So he takes me to his study. Eventually, he starts in how much he likes me now. He wishes he could invite me on a trip he's about to go on.
What kind of, where's he going?
That's exactly what I asked. And he turns to me, serious face. And he says, "Oh, you know, just my annual meeting with the rest of the evil cabal that runs the world. My friend calls me up. No scheduled appointment like he usually does, just calls me out of the blue. He wants to move around some of his money. And we're talking some big numbers even for him. And as we get off the phone, I ask him to grab a drink. He tells me he's going away for a while. I joke back to him. Oh yeah, you hang with your evil cabal this week? You know, that was only during the winter solstice. Then he doesn't laugh. Then he always laughs, even with bad jokes. All he said was, "Take care of yourself." Almost as if he felt sorry for me. Conspiracy theory about a shocking people in the world is far too lazy of an explanation, especially when the truth is much scarier. No one is in control.
Honestly, it seems that they have been behind all of these incidents. The Super Bowl halftime show was all about America going through the great work. If you saw my video on the Super Bowl, you saw me break down all the imagery and symbolism. The great work is an alchemic term that represents a grand transformation, man to God. The great work for America is a transformation from the old order to a new Masonic heavenly world, what they call a great world that will be ruled over by Lucifer. This is what the Super Bowl halftime show was telling us. They were putting America through the great work. They want us to believe the end is near because they needed to finish establishing their new Masonic world order, an order that is pretty much staring us in the face. What our world has become is exactly what the Masons shaped it to be. Now, honestly, there hasn't been a better time to turn to God than it is today. You lose nothing if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If His promise is true, you will live forever. And if He doesn't exist like people are being programmed to think, then you lose nothing at all. The worst thing that may happen to you is that it makes you a better person. So turn to God and secure your eternal soul's safety. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.